the snow is expected to wind down sometime Saturday afternoon, so that means we will get some kind of a weekend here in New Hampshire. As part of our continuing arts and culture coverage on NHPR, word-of-mouth producer Zach Nugent has this roundup of arts activities in the state for the weekend.
The St. Anselm Abbey Players say this weekend's highly original one-act play festival never fails to delight. The festival features three one-act experimental plays directed by students, including Here She Is by Joyce Carol Oates, Wasp by comedian and actor Steve Martin, and November, written and directed by St. Anselm senior Matthew Hurd. Maine painter Megan Howland has an exhibition in Rochester this weekend. She paints surreal and figurative pieces that, she hopes, leave you feeling a little weird.
It kind of has this dreamlike quality that draws you in, but then it also makes you feel sort of uncomfortable sometimes. And it's that sort of feeling of, like, being unsure that I'm going for with painting.
If that sounds intriguing, you can visit the downtown gallery where a few of Megan's paintings are hanging. With lots of snow in the forecast, if you're planning to hit the slopes to ski the fresh stuff, you'll have plenty of après-ski entertainment this Saturday. Local bands Buffalo Plaid at Mount Sunapee, October Suns at Pat's Peak, Hot Tamales at Cannon, and Cranapalooza with the Tug Brothers at Cranmore. And if you want your Valentine's Day to include tap dancing, R&B music, and a three-course meal, head to Suncook. Dreamsicle Arts and Entertainment hosts the classic Dinner and a Show for its grand opening celebration. A three-course meal at the Weir Roasting Company, and then a concert featuring the R&B singers Vinx and Cleveland Jones, and tap dancer Lee Payne, who is a veteran dancer with Riverdance. And just to prove how romantic the night will be, we'll leave you today with the smooth sounds of Vinx.
It's the rhythm of the walk, the way your body talks to me.
That was Word of Mouth producer Zach Nugent. We'd like to hear from you about upcoming arts events in the Granite State. If you're hosting an event worth sharing on our weekly arts and culture calendar, head over to the NHPR Arts and Culture Facebook page and post a link. There we've connected with a network of arts and culture from throughout the region. We also have plenty of online resources if you're following the winter storm, or as well as arts and coverage, arts and culture coverage. That's all at nhpr.org. We'll have a photo gallery. In fact, we've got some photos up there now in our Granite Scene blog.